Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Before I forget in the next 3 hours to mention it, Scott Hartman, who's been running this broadcast, 2 days a week? It's John Harmon the rest of the time, for the last 2+ years, isn't it, Scott? He's going to be, getting close to 3, is going to be leaving us today, but not leaving the Genesis happy family. No, he's simply going to be going to the sales department here at Genesis, so I did want to tell him he's done a really good job. And if he thinks he's escaped me, he hasn't. No. All right. Farewell. You've done a very good job. And I toast to your happiness and ongoing success. And I know you've had an adventure, Scott. In fact, would you like to turn your microphone on, Scott, and say hi to everybody?
Hi, everybody.
You're on air now?
Yeah.
Good. I always hear him. You never hear him, so I'm never sure when you do hear him. Yeah. Perhaps isn't even real. Scott, you're saying farewell and moving into the office next door to the command control pod.
Indeed, yeah.
You're moving into the back room with the reptoids that run Genesis.
Right, where they keep us in the cramped dark room.
The little flying saucer there, Leon. It's
exactly.
Buried underneath the building.
Don't give away our secrets, Alex.
Slee sloths are... The Slee Stacks, Land of the Lost. Okay, now I've really gone crazy. Hey, Scott, has it been fun the last 2+ years working here?
I've had a grand time with you, Alex. I've appreciated everything you've done for me.
And now it's your lust for money.
Exactly.
It's taking you, over to the dark side.
Thanks, Alex.
It's never too late, Lord Vader, to turn back. All right, well, anything else you'd like to add here?
I've appreciated everybody that's been kind to me when they've called into your show, and I've had a good time, and I'll be back from time to time so I don't get rusty.
You shall come back through on your elliptical orbit occasionally.
Exactly.
All right, well, farewell, dear Prince. Take care. All right, there goes Scott Hartman. Good guy, really good guy. Okay, let's get serious now, ladies and gentlemen. The Democrats and Bush are now openly saying no fence. There was never a fence. It was election smoke and mirrors. If you read the bill, it said it authorized a fence to be built if the money was ever appropriated. We read the subsection of the bill, but lying neocons on talk radio used it as a way to neutralize conservatives as usual, to lie to you. And, we'll be discussing that in more detail a little bit later. We don't have any guests today because I wanted to have time to take all your calls. I wanted to have time to speak with everyone. Well, to be technical, I was actually going to have... I tried this morning to get the Resistance Manifesto guy on, John Connor. And I was unable to... We got him coming on, I think, tomorrow. But I just last minute wanted to have him on for a few minutes. We got a video clip of him invading a giant... university classroom with like 400 students in it, screaming about 9/11 being an inside job. That's what everybody needs to do. In fact, in the next few weeks, I think I'll go down to UT and just pop into a class and do the same thing. We should all do it. It's what it takes to get this country back. But I'm already digressing. I'm off on a weird foot. I've never started a radio show like I just started it. But so what? C'est la vie, so is life, as the Frenchies say. Really serious broadcast, though, today. Democrat control means hate bill will pass. They will kill the fence that was never born. Also, I want to get into basically the mind control propaganda in this country. Bush Sr. weighs in on the evils of the blogosphere, and Bush Jr. Shrub wants to regulate it. We'll get into the PC madness spreading across the world. Basically, just wait. When we get back, I am really wound up. There's a lot of really important news. We will cover it all. And it's all posted, by the way, at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. The information war continues. This is your wartime broadcast. I'm Alex Jones.
It's here.
after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I'm going to get right into the fact that Bush and the Democrats are announcing no border fence. Listeners of this broadcast knew that it was dead on arrival. It was never funded. It was textbook smoke and mirrors. And the Democrats are swearing to pass a total restriction on free speech with the Hate Crimes Act, similar to what they have in Europe. And I want to look at some of the stuff that's developed in the last few days in Europe and in England and in this country concerning speech. And just how bad it's really gotten. We've been kind of like a frog slowly boiling, so I don't think we realize, even myself, sometimes how bad it's gotten. It's good to reset and reassess and really look around us. And a lot of times we can use that to really wake people up, including ourselves. We think we're awake, but not as awake as we should be. We kind of get punch drunk or battle fatigue in this fight. And then I was thinking this morning about the actual numbers of dead Iraqis. The British Medical Journal did an in-depth two-year study, and their conservative estimate is 654,000. Yeah, that's more than six-tenths of a mil dead. And then I looked at some of the old numbers this morning, and it's actually 2.15 million dead. And I wanted to talk a little bit about that. And the stack just goes on and on. In fact, I did have one guest. I canceled them, and then we got another guest we're working on for tomorrow. A lot of big guests in the next 2 days. She'll want to stay with us, but it's good that we don't have any guests today because I want to go over news throughout the broadcast and take calls. When I do have guests, I tend to run out of time and not get to it all. But before I plunge into all this key information, This is going to be important info, by the way. I'm asking you as listeners to email your entire email list and tell them about the radio show. That's how we grow. Whether you have an AM or FM affiliate in your area, or you listen on shortwave or satellite, the Internet's really the key. We have the biggest Internet listenership on Shoutcast. Just one of our streams is normally number one, and we have a total of 7 streams now, but one of them is number one. A lot of times number two. You put them all together, we dwarf all others. Just hundreds of thousands per broadcast tune in. Just on the Internet. That's just one little small sampling there, and I'm very proud of that. But what would happen if all of you out there emailed your entire email list, went on message boards? I mean, I'm risking my life here. I'm walking point. I'm ready to go down with the ship. I'm ready to hit the barbed wire. I am hitting the barbed wire. I'm happy. I'm honored if I need to be the sacrificial calf here. But the point is that I just want to reach people. That, to me, is the equivalent of all the treasure in the world. Unlocking minds, defeating tyranny, giving bullies a black eye, breaking their noses, is the analogy in this info war. That's what it's all about. It's why I put Terrorstorm out for free on Google Video. Last time I looked, over 6 million views if you add up all the different versions that are up there on Google Video together. We have no idea how many on the share networks and the torrents and all the other ways that videos are shared. Millions of copies we know from the thousands of you that have gotten them, have gotten out to the people. That's another effective way with the DVDs and the VHS. And so please continue with that activism. I talked in the last segment about watching a video that's up on PrisonPlanet.com of John Connor, the Resistance Manifesto, and we should all do what he does. You know, that's what I've been doing for 12 years, calling into talk radio shows, being guest on talk radio shows, going up and confronting prominent people, but just walking into a major university, which you can do, and just walking into the big auditoriums where some of these classes, there's 500 people. Looks like the one he's in has got about 400, 500. And he just starts saying, 9/11 is an inside job, Operation Northwoods, Google it. And he handed out 1,000 copies of Loose Change that the Loose Change boys gave him. That's the kind of stuff we need to see. That's the type of action we need to see. And again, so the easy thing to do is to email your whole email list on a weekly basis, say, hey, tune into Alex Jones. He was talking about this. Hey, learn about the North American Union. Hey, learn about cancer viruses and sodium and stannous fluoride in your water. Hey, learn about mercury and the vaccines. Hey, learn about how they killed our troops with nerve gas, our own government. Hey, go to Infowars.com. Go to PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, we are having a huge effect. We are growing exponentially, the Patriot movement, the Truth movement, but it isn't fast enough. So I'm asking you to be activist, to go on message boards, to go on MySpace accounts, to get aggressive. It's fun. And just go plant the seeds like Johnny Appleseed. Fire and forget, folks. Seek and destroy the New World Order. Literally, you are info warriors. I mean, envision yourself, going over the enemy wire, going in at night, and again, this is an analogy of the info war, putting that C4 explosive on their fuel tanks. And, I mean, that's what happens when you fire out mass emails, when you go on message boards, when you expose Northwoods, when you expose 9/11, when you give them a link to Terrorstorm on Google Video. You're literally then escaping over the line, getting back into the woods, and ammo dumps exploding. we're crushing these scum. They're getting more and more scared. In fact, that's why they're not killing a lot of the leaders of this movement, because there's too many of us now, and we're just spawning more and more. It's viral. We're going into their cell structures and planting our DNA of truth, taking over their cellular structures, ordering them to mass produce the truth. The cells burst and outpour millions more. We are going to crush the New World Order. We're coming for the scum. We're going to defeat them with God's help. Oh, they'll set up their world government for a brief time, but it will fall. It will fail. Right as it's completed, it will implode. You can already see it happening. And yes, I'm a maniac. I'm a maniac for freedom. I'm in a war. I'm hyped up. I'm fired up. I've got my head screwed on straight. So let's get our head screwed on straight today. And then lastly, call to arms, call to the troops in the info war here. You need to understand that it is so important that Terrorstorm got a number one on Amazon.com, because that is the New York Times bestseller list of videos in the industry. Now, we got to number 9, number 8, a week and a half ago. It stayed in the top 100 for over a week. Then when they sold out, it plunged to like 250. You know, I saw it at 300, saw it at 200, I'm just saying 250. Well, just a day after they were back in stock, and they tell you when they're in stock. Just a day after they got back in stock, and they were really in stock the whole time. I don't know why they lied and didn't do that. We had the records, but whatever. They were saying 4 to 6 weeks, so everybody quit buying it. And so we bottomed out at number 8 and then plunged back when they sold out. Again, they never sold out. It was delivered to them. We had the receipt of it. But it took them a week to put it in their system that they had it, which is unheard of, by the way. We think it was done on purpose. Because it upsets people, folks. And we were going to get number 1. I just want to get number 1 time, because that, to be able to say to all the big stores, which they just ordered a few copies apiece, to be able to say it's number 1. It's one thing to say number 8 or number 9. We've got screenshots of it at 17 and 16. We weren't, you know, up at 1 a.m. to, I guess, get screenshots. I was out at the farm, and frankly don't know how to do a screenshot on the PC. I'm an idiot. My people know how. I know how to do it on a Mac. And it's more complex on the PC. But the point is, we want to push it to number uno. Numero uno. And then I'll shut up about it. For some reason, it was $11.19. Amazon raised it to $12.19. But who cares? And again, this is not about money. I put it up for free on Google Video. This is about setting a standard and being able to say number 1. Number 1 on the New York Times bestseller list of video. There is no debating it in the industry. That is the standard. It's already caused a huge wave, more stores to order it nationwide, that it went into the top 10. Let's send it to number 1. I'm asking you to send it to number 1. Okay, it's my first video to ever be distributed. I turned out other distributors because I didn't like their terms and they wanted to be able to control it. My new distributor that put out Outfoxed and, you know, the book based, the movie Syriana was based on. I mean, they're a big outfit. Zero censorship, total anti-New World Order. Gary Badley, the owner, sheathes against the New World Order. I've had dinner with him, know him privately. And so we're both seething here in a war mentality, attacking the enemy. It's like the folks at the Green Dragon Inn starting the 1776, Paul Revere. And I just hope that you will join us in this vicious assault on the New World Order, this slathering pit bull attack on the ankle of the globalist. Frankly, we're hanging off their throat right now. And I'm just not going to let go. What about you? Please, all of us as little pit bulls, let's attach ourselves. Some of you may even be little vicious French bulldogs. It doesn't matter. We just need to attack them. Ladies and gentlemen, I like French bulldogs. I don't know why I just said that. I want one. My wife says 2 dogs is enough. But the point is, we need to, the cute little ears, we need to attack now. We need to go after them now. And this is key. So you want us to push it to number 1 like I do? Join me now. If you've already bought copies, go buy some more. Give them as gifts. At 12 smackers, I mean, come on. You can hardly get a McDonald's meal for that. You can't get McDonald's for 2 people hardly on $12. Just go get it and give it to people and make copies of it and know you're having a huge effect. Okay, it went to number 20 and it kind of settled back to 25. Let's drive it. Right now it's at number 20-something. Let's send it to number 1 right now. Everyone converge now and send it to number 1. Uno. All right. You can link through to the subsection Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com right now. And then once it hits number 1, I will shut up about it. I mean, let me give you an example. It's great when you buy it from Infowars.com because this office keeps all the profit. I'm able to pay my employees. I'm actually losing tons of money by telling you to go get it at Amazon.com because they sell it to Amazon for like $5, and then I end up getting about 50 cents after everything. See? So instead of making $10 off a DVD, I'm saying, go buy it here where I make 50 cents. See, I'm here saying I don't want to make money. I'm here saying I want it to go to number 1 so everybody gets it out there. Okay? So just get it. Please. All right, I'm going to stop screaming. I want that number 1 slot. It's very important strategically in the info war. So that's the request here from Command Base Alpha Delta Tango NORAD. All right, we'll be right back I have no idea what that acronym just was, but I heard it on TV.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is November 15th, 2006. Gold opened at $617.10, and 1 ounce coins can be purchased for $637.60 and $321.35 for half ounce coins. That's $637.60 and $321.35. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that communism has stated that America would not jump from capitalism to communism, but our elected leaders would pass laws to socialize America, and one day we would wake up and have socialism, communism, and not even know how it happened? Have we seen this very type of socialization of America over the last 60 years? We've been pushed far down the slippery slope of socialism, communism, and don't even know it. Just as Nikita Khrushchev said, we'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back. I got a smile for everybody I meet as long as you don't drop a bomb on my street. I think that sums up my philosophy. All right, let me get serious and get into all the news here today. It's actually pretty bleak and pretty dark, but we knew what was going to happen. And some had said, I had even said, I'd asked the question, you know, keeping the Republicans in, things will just get worse, so that'll wake people up. But then I'd also said the Democrats are bought and paid for by the same global interests, so they'll probably just accelerate the program. So, you know, is it better to just let them run wild and show everybody who they are, or is it better to try to stalemate them and block them and stop them? And I don't know. I mean, I just know that duty's mine and consequence belongs to God. But this is how it works. Yesterday, the Associated Press comes out, and it was on Drudge. For some reason, I printed it, but it wasn't in my stack. And it was that the Democrats may kill border fence plan. You probably heard it on the radio. I heard it on the radio, too. By this morning, though, the article had been changed to Chertoff and Democrats agree to weigh border fence alternatives. See, it's the new bipartisanship, and it says the House Homeland Security Committee, top Democrats, and Homeland Security Secretary Chertoff said today they will look at alternatives to building more fencing along the nation's borders, putting them at odds with top Republicans on the panel. So, you see, and those are outgoing Republicans, so they don't matter. Those Republicans were traitors, too. We read the subsection of the bill on air, and it said that Homeland Security will allow the building of a limited fence in a 700-mile area through Texas and Arizona if the Congress later funds it. That means nothing. I mean, they'll pay $1 billion to build some bridge in the middle of nowhere where 20 people go across it a day in Alaska, literally. But, oh, no fence, ladies and gentlemen. No 700-mile fence. But we can build one around Afghanistan? Oh, yes, thousands of miles. They can build one in Iraq? Oh, yes, hundreds of miles already built. But you can't have one here. And this big cardinal down in Mexico, another cardinal at the Vatican, is running around saying it's inhuman to build a fence. Well, hey, Italy, how about we send in 30 million people into your country? And again, a big parts of the Catholic Church are manipulating and controlling the giant Catholic majority down there, and they just want their constituents up here for the dying Catholic Church in this country. I mean, it's sick, folks. Every establishment, every major group wants open borders. Oh, but 90% of the American people don't. But what we want doesn't matter. What the Constitution says about defending our borders doesn't matter. Because we're not America anymore. This country's dead. Now, we can resuscitate it, but only we got a few more years, which in the scale of time is like a few minutes in the life of a country, to shock the chest with the defibrillators. And if we don't, it's dead, folks. I mean, the country's dead right now. We've been totally overtaken by foreign lobbyists from China and Israel and England. We're a whorehouse. We're a joke, okay? And until we start getting honest about it, it isn't going to get better. So Homeland Security, the guy who supports Israel having the fence, oh, but he's a dual citizen, so why should he care? You know, his country can have a fence, but as our SS leader, we can't have one. I mean, it's sick. The House Homeland Security Committee's top Democrats and Homeland Security Secretary Michael Chertoff said Tuesday they will look at alternatives to building more fencing along the nation's borders, putting them at odds with top Republicans on the panel. They also agreed that they will make a major push in the next Congress for legislation giving the department authority to distribute Homeland Security grants based on risk assessments, federalizing local communities to make sure the border stays wide open. But Bush and Perry and all of them lie about funding the border and all that. They talked about $100 million for the border in Texas. They talked about it. It's all lies. Oh, they got, what, 6 cameras down there aimed at Border Patrol stations where the illegals don't come across, and they call that getting tough? So that's the kind of news I have on that front. When we get back, Democrat control means, hey, Bill, we'll pass. I'm afraid so. And then I want to go through the type of free speech restrictions that are going on here in England and Europe right now. By the way, people kissing on a plane and a man putting his head down in his girlfriend's lap on a long flight. They're going to spend 20 years in prison apiece. It's freedom. We'll talk about that too. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
For centuries, salt products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more. All designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Good evening. I would like to report on the state of our war against the American people. We're mounting a sustained campaign to crack down on every American and every person of every faith and every nation, to bring them to justice. All missions are being executed according to plan, without warning or provocation. Americans are being swept up in an international dragnet. Thousands of FBI agents are on the trail of other citizens here and abroad. It has everything to do with hate and evil and murder and prejudice. America is strong, strong, strong.
Federal agents, we are armed!
Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn and walk away? What would you do if you knew all the things we knew? Would you stand up for truth?
Government, like every day, I watch it and listen and call them all suckers. They wanted me about a summer or whatever. Picture me buying the scam, I said never. You in tune to a hard truth, soldier spitting. I stay committed, cause I lose commission. It's all a part of fighting devil state mind control, and all about the battle for your body, mind, and soul. And now I'm hoping you don't close your mind so they shake you. Don't forget they made us slaves, gave us AIDS and raped us. Another push season mean another war for profit, all in secret so the public never get to stop it. The Illuminati, 666, all connected. Stole the votes, they control the race and take elections. It's the Skull and Bones Freemason Kill Committee. See the dragon get in every city. Who's the one with the most to gain? 4-9-11 monkeys couldn't stand his name. Now even waving flags like they lost their mind. Everybody got opinions but don't know the time. Cause America's been took, it's plain to see. The oldest trick in the book is make your enemy a phony evil so the government can do its dirt and take away your freedom, lock and load, beat and search. Ain't nothing changed but more colored people locked in prison. These pigs still beat us but it seems we forgetting. But I remember 4 September how these devils do it. Giuliani asked Diallo how he doing. We in the streets holler jail to the thief. Follow waving flag, bring these dragons to their knees. Oil, blood, money make these killers ride cold. Suspicious suicide, people dying never told. It's all a part of playing God so you think we need them. While being Ashcroft, take away your rights to freedom. Bear witness to the sickness of these dictators. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major. My records always come the same. Keep it real, ain't no fillers blinging. My eyes seen the gory of the coming of the beast. So every story, every word I'm saying, peace. See, you could witness the Illuminati body count. Don't be surprised, these is devils that I'm talking about. You think a couple thousand lies mean the killers? Nigga, I swear to God, we the ones. Ain't no villains or any other word they think to demonize a country. Ain't no terror threat unless approval rating slumping. So I'ma say it for the record, we the ones that planned it. Ain't no other country took a part, I had their hand in. Just a way to keep you scary so you think you need them. Praising Bush while that killer take away your freedom. How many of us got discovered but ignore the symptoms? Talking loud but ain't nobody saying it. And with the 4th Amendment on, eyes are on the first. That's why I'm spitting cyanide each and every verse. I see the Carlisle Group and Harris bank accounts. I see them plead the 5th each and every session now. And while Reichstag burns, see the public buy it. I see the profiling, see the media's compliance. War is cut for business, see the vicious make a savior. Hope you understand the time, brother, cause it's major.
What would you do if you knew all the things we know? Would you stand up for truth? Or would you turn away?
All right. Will You Stand Tall and Strong? Boy, I tell you, that song's been out for about 2.5-3 years, Paris, but that's our own little special mix, cutting out the non-King's English, but absolutely true what you hear there. So go ahead and serve the system, those of you out there listening that hate me and hate Paris and hate the truth. Go ahead and serve your masters. Go ahead and enjoy it, because they treat you even worse than they treat us. They at least respect us and fear us and know we're not afraid of them. See, a lot of us aren't afraid to die. A lot of us aren't afraid to tell the truth. A lot of us just don't care anymore. We're standing up against this dragon system, and we're with God's help, we're going to make this dragon fall. The dragon does go down in the end. All right, I know I said we'd have open phones today, and we are going to have them at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. I want to get your take on the fact that they're telling you they're never going to build the fence. They never funded it to begin with. It was all lies. And so we'll be getting into that. Also, now they almost passed the free speech restricting hate crimes law the last 8 sessions of Congress. This time it looks like they're going to do it. And it's just going to get worse and worse. So I want to go over what's happening here and around the world with the police state. Just on that front of free speech and what people were saying. And then there's just a bunch of other news. There is so much to cover. Israel and the U.S. are saying they may go ahead and hit Iran. Now, they've been saying this for a year and a half. Well, but we still, they They always say they're going to hit somebody, and then they say it, they say it, they say it, and then they finally do it. And then, of course, the Associated Press reported yesterday, but it didn't get a lot of traction, that they found plutonium in highly enriched plutonium in some junkyard. It sounds like a total setup to me. So we'll be going over that report as well. Before I do that, let me just go over the hate crime legislation briefly, just to give you a smattering of what's going on. In the next hour, I will spend about 15 minutes after we take some calls just getting into that. Democrats' control means hate bill will pass. Ted Pike, this is up on prisonplanet.com, Pastor Ted Pike. For the past 8 years, the Anti-Defamation League, a benign breath, has tried unsuccessfully to pass its Orwellian federal anti-hate bill. It has failed largely from one reason, Republican control of Congress. Repeatedly, Republican opponents of the hate bill, such as Representative Roy Blunt and Senator Bill Frist, have been able, with Republican congressional backing, to block its passage. With Democrats now in control, such freedom-saving clout no longer exists. ADL's federal thought crimes bill, the Local Law Enforcement Enhancement Act, which puts ADL basically in control of every local department, puts Israel in control. I mean, I'm just stating the facts, okay, here. This is foreign occupation. Will be reintroduced soon after January 1st. Since no Democrat in Congress has ever voted against the bill, it will pass. President Bush has said he will sign a modified hate bill. If he does, free speech in America will quickly come to an end. Well, I'm going to get Pike on, Pastor Pike, but I disagree. They passed the legislation, 5 years ago? The Campaign Reform Act, which restricted free speech and told talk show hosts 6 weeks before an election I can't interview a gun rights group, an environment group, it doesn't matter. They told talk show hosts not to do it. We all just said, you know what, take a hike. And they try to prosecute one or two of us. Just, you know, let us be political prisoners. I'm ready to go to prison. In fact, that's when we're going to start winning this thing. And that's why they haven't been they've been killing some of us, jailing others. But those of us that are out in the spotlight, right out on the field, they're afraid to go up against our champions because even if they strike us down, you know, if we put our champions out on the field and they send out 10 of their gladiators to take down one of our champions, just the gang attack will enrage our forces. We win either way. If our champions defeat the enemy, we win, and we rally, heave and rally. Or if they take us down, we win. We can't lose as long as we're committed to the fight. That's the secret. If you'll just get on the field, you cannot be defeated. They're afraid of you. That's why they tell you, oh, there's no hope, you can't win, oh, you have no power, because their knees are knocking, their teeth are chattering, and they should be afraid. We need courage to virally spread. We need manhood to spring in the heart of men again. We need to stand tall. It goes on. Unless, that is, there arises an upheaval of protest from American people, how can that happen? Answer, alternative, right-wing talk radio has helped make it happen before. It can do so again. Well, I call it libertarian talk radio. Really, what you call right-wing was pushing for these laws, the Sean Hannitys of the world. He said all militias should be arrested and every child should be given a chip. I mean, I have them on video, folks. These people are fruits. Spreading the net of thought crimes laws today in Canada and California to Europe and Australia. ADL inspired, and they do, they go consult and write the laws. Thought crime laws are stripping nations of free speech in Canada and many European countries. It is a crime punishable by heavy fines and even imprisonment to make use of the Internet to criticize federally protected groups such as homosexuals and Muslims. Now, let's get something straight. I don't hate Muslims, and I don't hate homosexuals, and I don't hate any other group, but I will fight to the death for neocons, but it will always be selectively enforced to say nuke Iraq, kill all the Muslims. That's all going to be allowed to happen. In this country, in Europe, it isn't. They arrest you. If you just say you don't like, Arabs, you're arrested, folks. In fact, Paul wrote an article, Paul Watson yesterday, detailing dozens I think it was like 15 examples, mainstream, where somebody just says, oh, I believe farmers deserve the same rights as gays, and they're arrested. As he said, homosexual, and they say that word's derogatory, when it's the same thing, heterosexual. It's a scientific term. And make no mistake, you know, well, remember what happened in Philadelphia, the Christians being arrested for praying on a street corner? Praying! They were facing 47 years in prison. This is here. It's already been, and the ADL was driving that whole deal. It's a terrorist organization. They've been sued and lost, and they terrorize people. It is a foreign intelligence arm. And again, folks, I was exposing Chinese infiltration in the 90s, and I'm exposing Israeli infiltration now. It's a real thing, and it's scary, folks. We got mafias running our cops. They already run most of the departments, give them the handbooks, the training. They're the ones writing the stuff that land rights activists are terrorists, homeschoolers are terrorists. I mean, I have the actual manuals. I mean, this is happening. This is happening, folks. And we're in trouble. A top Canadian hate law senior policy advisor recently described the power of his country's hate speech crime tribunal courts. The Canadian Human Rights Tribunal is a quasi-judicial body. It can force a website to shut down or risk $10,000, $20,000 fine in extreme cases. If one ignores the tribunal, one can be tried in a federal court of contempt, risking a 9-month jail sentence for the first time offense. And that's a quote out of the Jewish Tribune. Turkish cyber hate expert Professor Yaman Akdeniz, speaking at B'nai B'rith Conference on how to end dissent on the net, rejoices that David Irving is behind bars. He said continental European countries such as Denmark and Germany, the Netherlands and Switzerland, Hungary, Austria, and Belgium have strong anti-hate laws. And again, whether you think 6 million Jews died, 10 million, 100 million, or 2 million, it's your right to say it. Well, not anymore in this country have they passed this. Now, let me show you what else is happening, okay? I could spend all day on this, and we're going to do more this week on it. We'll do a whole hour on it. But let me get into this now. It's a long article Paul wrote. He wrote two yesterday. He wrote one about how, in England, a soccer coach said that there's horrible refs, and they've got token women refs out here who don't have the proper training. And it's just horrible. And so they're talking about arresting him, firing him right now. I mean, I thought in England, the birthplace of modern free speech in Europe, 1215, boys and girls, Magna Carta, that no, it's not there. I mean, every day I see articles in England where some columnist, you know, says they should quit recruiting, you know, in the schools, which they do. They're allowed. There should be no sexual recruiting, but homosexual recruiting in the schools. Same thing happens here. And people get arrested, folks. I mean, they have police that sit in restaurants listening for a racial slur under your breath, and they arrest you on the spot. That's BBC. A headline, hundreds arrested in hate speech sweep. I mean, they're not playing around, folks. And again, that's the start for secret police for what you say. Now they're pushing in Europe to ban saying 9/11 is an inside job, claiming that it's hateful and claiming that the speech is all against Israel, so it's anti-Jewish. But then saying anything about 9/11, period, even if you don't believe Israel ran the attacks, I don't. Military-industrial complex did. Israel was involved. Boom, folks, you get off a plane in Europe, boom, you go to jail. I mean, this is freedom. Bush Sr. has said that the Internet is run by terrorists, that there's this hate speech, it's got to be restricted. Well, now Daddy Bush, we got the clip, we'll play it later, chimed in on Fox News saying it's the Internet that's caused this evil climate of hate and it's got to be stopped. London Guardian reports press freedom being eaten away, says watchdog chief. Reporters are getting restricted all over the Western world. Here's another one. The nursery rhyme police, parents to take lessons in reading and singing. You see, now in England, and I've got, in fact, where did it go? They brought it into me yesterday. It was mailed to me from England. It was in here in my stack. It was a print-off given to the police come on the buses and say, any antisocial behavior, any cussing, any flatulence, any spitting, any if somebody's rude to you, give us their name, or when you get off the bus, report them to us, and we'll go ahead and bring them in for questioning. See, it's just getting everybody used to, oh, we just take you in. We just take you in. In fact, where did that go? I want to do an article on that. That's a problem. I just wallow in this stuff. I had it here in the stack. But see, It's not just hate speech now. It's parents could be forced to go to special classes to learn to sing to their children, nursery rhymes, the minister said. Those who fail to read stories or sing to their youngsters threaten their children's future, and the state must put them right. Children's Minister Beverly Hughes said the children's well-being is at risk unless we act, she declared. And so they're now going to start spying on parents, and everyone in England will get CPS visits. This is already starting here. And then they will address, and everyone has a social worker who statistically in England and in Australia and the U.S. are all the same. It's meant to break up families, their own documents. But I mean, think about how chilling this is. Oh, we're going to come into your house, and now under New Freedom it says the same thing. You know, 4 years age to 18 years of age, you all get psychological evaluations. Now in Illinois, they make all the pregnant women do it, no matter if you're 45 years old or 20. Now, if you put your kid in Head Start, you get 3 CPS visits. You don't know. Oh, you're here to help me. Open the door. Boom. Dirty plate. Your kids are gone. A week later, they're being raped by CPS workers or being given Ritalin, Prozac, or being shipped off to a medical experimentation facility. I'm not joking. We're in hell on earth. We're in hell right now. We are just surrounded by scum. We'll be right back. And I haven't scratched the surface.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Mark, Ted, Eric, many others that are patiently holding. The phone system holds 25 calls. We can only get to 4 of them on the board because the board's shorting out and our lordship is trying to get a new one up there. Okay, I'm being sarcastic. We're going to be going to your calls in the next hour. I'm going here. I don't want to say I'm on fire, but I'm mad. By the way, I counted it during the break. I have 14 articles about thought crime and CPS grabbing children and total micromanagement. There's no way to cover them all. And I did find a little handout here. Total policing, keeping public transport safe. It says that they will be on all buses in the streets questioning everyone. Tells them to report things that aren't even crimes. They'll take people into custody. Any social activity will not be tolerated. Again, the social engineers turn our people into animals, and then they turn those of us that aren't animals into prisoners. I got to write an article about this. I just can't. This is out of England. Look at this right here. This is out of the London Evening Standard. The nursery rhyme police, parents to take lessons in reading and singing, goes on that Miss Hughes, the head of the program, said the state would train a new parenting workforce, because, again, the state's now the parents, to ensure parents who fail to do their duty with nursery rhymes are found and supported. The call for state intervention in the minute details of family life followed a series of labor efforts to reduce antisocial behavior and improve educational standards by imposing rigorous controls on the lives of the youngest children. The children at the age of 5 in England, all children are put in a police database that started 2 years ago, BBC, and they're assessed each month by police officers and talking back, everything is noted, and then they get them into the system. Poor little children. And, of course, when they mess with them and get them in the, and it's just to turn everybody into criminals and harass them. It's just poor children. And all the same stuff starting here. We're about 3 years behind England on that front. They're ahead of us on some things. We're ahead of them on others. The exact same programs, exact same names, or slightly different names, slight variants, are implemented in the echelon countries, Canada, U.S., England, Australia, New Zealand. I mean, folks, literally, I have over 10 more articles here. I just can't cover it all. It gets worse. This is the new standard. GPS surveillance creeps into daily life. It admits your GPS phones, your GPS cars, everything's tracking you. Total control. Here's another one. Mid-flight sexual play lands U.S. couple afoul of anti-terrorism law. And it says a couple's ill-conceived sexual play aboard a Southwest Airlines flight from Los Angeles got them charged with violating the Patriot Act intended for terrorists. No, it's all misdemeanors that could endanger human life. Section 802. And could land them in jail for 20 years. And then I looked up the actual code. It's $1 million fine. According to their indictment, which you know is even hyped up, Carl Persing and Don Sewell were allegedly snuggling and kissing inappropriately. And when you're first going out with somebody, you can't keep your hands off of them. Making other passengers uncomfortable when a flight attendant asked them to stop. What were they doing? Kissing. Then later, one of them laid their head down. The woman laid the head down on the lap. My wife's done that on buses. And they walked up and they were, says they were observed. This is the indictment. Nuzzling and kissing on the neck and the face. And the flight attendant walked up and got in their face, and boy, they're like little Nazis now, a lot of them. Either they're nice or they're just nuts, looking for trouble. Walked over to them, and they just said, and the guy said, hey, listen, there's going to be serious consequences if you keep getting in my face. And later asked, he meant, you know, I'm going to complain on you. No, that was taken as a terror threat, and they're throwing the book at them. And then I got another article here. This is now going to start happening on the ground. You see, it's just first the airports and the planes. Now under Viper teams and federal control, it's going to be just like the schools. You draw a picture of a military person, you're arrested because the picture of the gun's a threat. You carry a plastic Dixie knife to school to cut your lunch, you're arrested.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.